the big bow. It's time I got to be seen as the star of the centerfold in Playboy magazine. You'll have to pay to see me.
Never run. Yeah. Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Nero before Zeus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earl Lewis and the Channels.
Dude.
Music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Okay, Tony. You guys want to go in? Same here.
Okay, here's the fellas now. What you gonna do, fellas? I can't get started, right? Okay.
Okay.
With Hal Green on vocal. Here we go.
Side of you. Oh, but what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Gretel Garbo has asked me to teach, but still I'm broken hearted. I can't get started with you.
Claude Dunson on trumpet, Tony Coluccio on piano, and Hal Green on vocal and drums.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
This is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
We drove old Woody, don't you know, down to Surfer City where the monsters go. Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Fool. Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding, ding, ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean, a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Your ladies all gather round. That good sweet candy man's in town. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. He got stick candy just 9 feet long. He sells his fast to hawk and chew his cone. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Sister Johnson said she always takes a candy stick to bed. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Don't stand close to the candy man. You'll need a big candy stick in your hand. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. All he had is the candy man. It's the candy man. If you try it, candy, good friend of mine, you sure will want it for a long, long time. It's the candy man. Sweet candy man. Candy don't melt away. It just gets better, so the ladies say, it's the candy man. It's the candy man.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Thank you.
When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered on the plain.
Final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call mixed with the fighting call, and they're coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is fanning that final teasing call. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and us are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from me. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances, as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.